Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral. In the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton, in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall. On the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, Lections 4, Proper 14, July 6, 2025, entitled, Whoever Rejects You. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
The Apostle Paul said, "For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves." Today serves as a reminder for the church about its nature and purpose. Scripture refers more than once to the church as the bride of Christ. The English romantic poet P.B. Shelley said, "I could believe in Christ if he did not drag along with him that leprous bride of his, the church." And that kind of criticism of the church is neither entirely unfounded nor scarce. If the church is the bride of Christ, as some optimistic biblical writers claimed, then she has been an unfaithful bride whose fidelity scarcely lasted through the honeymoon. In recent years, there's been a plethora of criticism, much of it deserved. A decline in mainline Protestant denominations, shrinking attendance and giving, the loss of several generations in the midst of a rapid changing cultural context, all contribute to a sad story, statistically speaking. But you know, I wonder if Jesus ever intended to start a new religion, or if he envisioned the institutional church. Perhaps both the church as we know it and religion itself are our best efforts to build a framework within which to believe and live what Jesus taught. The church is far from perfect, mostly because it is everyday, ordinary people who are the body of Christ. My mother often used to say, "You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear." And I wonder if that applies here. "I love the church," someone once said. "It's just some of the people in it that I can't stand." So what did Jesus say? Well, he sent out 70, two by two, to the places he intended to go, Luke says. The places where he intended to be, he sent them out as precursors, as go-aheads. And they were to travel light. There was no survey or gathering of information suggested when they knocked on doors. Just the pronouncement of peace. Whether welcomed or not, the message, the kingdom of God has come near. But don't be surprised when you encounter pushback. Don't be put off when someone rejects the message. There is no instruction to double down, enter into theological argument, or force the issue. Go, Jesus says. Shake off the dust of that town from your feet. Move on. Whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. We're looking at a world that is in trouble. Nations at war, serious problems with food security and homelessness, environmental concerns that are real because we haven't treated Earth, our island home, with the care and respect that it needs and deserves. Civil unrest and upheaval, global economic disruption. It's easy to lose hope. In the midst of the political mayhem of the 1960s, yes, we have seen messy, disorganized, and violent politics before on this continent of ours. William Stringfellow wrote An Ethic for Christians and Other Aliens in a Strange Land. He said, in the face of death, the middle of chaos, celebrate the word. In the Babel, I repeat, speak the truth. Confront the noise and the verbiage and falsehood of death with the truth and potency and efficacy of the Word of God. Know the Word. Teach the Word. Nurture the Word. Preach the Word. Defend the Word. Do the Word. Live the Word. In the Word of God, expose death and all death's works and wiles, rebuke lies, cast out demons, exorcise, cleanse the possessed, raise those who are dead in mind and conscience. What is the gospel? God is coming. And in the end, God wins. And that's good news when all the news reports convince the most optimistic among us that we're in real trouble here. And guess who God has appointed to show and tell God the world the truth. What Jesus' loving response to hopelessness and grief is about is that that one appointed is you. That one appointed is me. He sends you to the elementary school down the street, to the hospital room, to the grocery store, or some other place where there may be pain, where he is about to go. You. For all sorts of reasons, reasons having to do with who Jesus is and who people are, they haven't yet gotten the news. They've yet to hear the truth about God. And we're not just to talk about it, we are to live it. The church is far from perfect. The church is an expression of our firm belief in the incarnation, that God became one of us to share our human nature and is God with us. If you don't expect to find God in that fallible greeter at the front door on Sunday, and I don't know, did we have fallible greeters this morning? I didn't notice, but... Or in the reading of an ancient and disordered book called the Bible, in the quivering solo of an aging soprano, or the yet-to-be younger soloist who sings in the choir, in the sermons of that well-meaning but poorly endowed preacher, in the smile of that kindly old man, or the squirms of the toddlers who sit beside you on the pew, then frankly there is no point in bothering with the church. The basic issue here is not so much what we think about people, or even what we think about the church. The heart of the matter is what we believe about God. The scandal of the Christian faith, the real stumbling block, is that it points to a Jew from Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? And it says, this is what the Son of God looks like. The Word has become flesh and dwelt among us. Where two or three are gathered, there God is. When someone asked Jesus what heaven looked like, he told them the parable of the great banquet when all the nice people turned down the offer. And the master then invited all the ragamuffins and rogues and prostitutes and tax collectors to eat at his table. If we can't believe that the kingdom of heaven looks like that, then we'll never find answers in the church, even if we're asking the right questions. Christianity is a social religion, but many have been sold a bill of goods. The great heresy is that religion is a private affair, that it's all about my relationship with God. And thank goodness we've stopped singing songs like "Me and Jesus Got a Good Thing Going." "Me and Jesus Got It All Worked Out." Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light. You in your small corner, and I in mine. We've been taught to expect a comfortable relationship with the divine that affirms us just the way we are. What a friend we have in Jesus. Unfortunately, we've forgotten that a true friend tells us the truth, not just what we want to hear. And we all need to hear the truth. And sometimes it's not that comfortable. What we think of as criticism is really just what happens when we are in authentic relationship with one another and see a glimpse of something other than our own subjective view of ourselves. The current epidemic in our culture, it seems to me, is narcissism. Where at the top of too many lists is people's own self-interest. Well, Jesus is a friend, all right, but he's the friend most of us really need. The friend who challenges us, pushes us, calls us into life when we might prefer to go toward death. The one who pushes us into the paths and needs of others and out of ourselves. If we really take Jesus into our hearts, he will take us out of our self-concerns and into, yes, even into the swirling mass of suffering humanity. So what are we to do? Live the message. As imperfect as we are, remember that the long game ends with God as the winner. No matter what it might look like just now, it may not seem so, and it may not be tomorrow, but in the meantime, we have a job to do, a message to deliver, and that is a very way of living. The kingdom of God has come near.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.